Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In my sermon, I mentioned that today I would like to honor Mary and Joseph and use Mary's treasuring and pondering in her heart as a beginning for the words I would like to share with you. Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem because that was their hometown. And I kind of feel like that's true in my case, too, because I live in South Carolina. My name is Gary Brandenburg. I'm the interim pastor here. I've been here since the first part of November. But my origin, my Bethlehem, is Merrill. I was born in Merrill, Wisconsin in 1948. My mother and dad and my brother, we lived at 719 North 9th Avenue in Wausau. I went to grand school. I graduated from John Muir, and then I went to Wausau High School, graduated from there, and then took off. And now I come back. And as I treasure and ponder in my heart places in this community, I can't help but think of Jesus and how faith is formed in our lives. It's an awesome thing to think that Mary and Joseph, whom we honor tonight, Mary, the mother of God, was chosen. That home was to be the place where Jesus would be raised. His faith would be formed by the power of the Holy Spirit through a personal, trusted relationship with Mary and Joseph and others in his home, in his community. That was true of me. I trust that's true for you. As I look out, I see all these families. And what's really interesting is there's some little babies here. And just like Jesus, born, grew, gave his life for us, and in a few moments we'll hear the words, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you." That's Jesus who lived in a family just like we live in, who encountered community just like we encounter it. And he is with us. And we have the opportunity in our families, through our rituals and traditions, like gathering tonight. I guess I'm just totally overwhelmed by this congregation. We started, what, at 4 o'clock? This place was full. And at 6 o'clock, it is full. And at 8 o'clock, it is full of people who represent the presence of Jesus Christ and express that through a ritual and a tradition of Christmas Eve services. May that continue in the life of this church. And may it grow. May it become more than it now is. As I hear the choir, it's hard to believe it can get much better. But I think it can. And I think as this congregation opens itself up and continues to form through the power of the Holy Spirit, personal and trusted relationships that often takes place in the home, but they take place here too. And the power of Jesus Christ's presence is here. Tonight we join with the shepherds and we come to worship. We join with the angels as we proclaim Christ is here. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And tonight we join with Mary and Joseph, with our families, and we gather. And I trust this kind of experience and your life together as a family will be similar to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And you will be able to treasure each one and all the memories you have developed and are developing. And that you will ponder in your heart what God is doing, not only now, but into the future. And the second thing I would like to suggest is we often think as Lutherans that we teach people faith. But I would like to suggest that faith is more caught than taught. And by being here tonight, we're catching belief. We're catching one another. We're catching relationships. We're catching an awareness of the significance of you and this community gathered. Luther said that by ourselves we cannot believe that Jesus is who he is. But Luther said the Holy Spirit calls us and gathers us just like we have been gathered tonight. And belief, faith, stems from that kind of event. In a few minutes we'll take candles and we'll light them. And it's an awesome feeling to look out and see you holding your candle and singing Silent Night. But as we sang that last service, I couldn't help but look out the window. And, you know, you can see out these windows. Right now, I can see the neighbors watching television. I'm not sure what program it is, but I can see their television. People are watching us. People are watching you. People who live in a dark world in which there aren't many opportunities to treasure family. There aren't very many good things to ponder. But I can't help but think as we sing Silent Night and this place becomes darkened, people driving down the road, if they look and they'll see us holding up our light. And if they're in a dark place in their life, I can't help but think God's Spirit will kind of draw them. Maybe even at some point bring them to such a service. Or you might work with someone in that situation and they will ask you, or you will get to tell them that you are a member of St. Andrew Lutheran Church and you enjoy going to Christmas Eve service and have the opportunity to invite them to come with you, especially if they're alone and in a dark place. You can share a meal, share a word, share a caring conversation with them. Ponder and treasure such future things in your life and the life that we share. So today we affirm what God has done in Bethlehem and in the birth of Jesus. And we make ourselves available to other people to invite them into what we experience. God bless your family. God bless parents, mom and dad and children. And let us nurture the little ones as they grow. and face a world in which, although there is darkness, the light shines. And the light is never put out because of what Jesus did. God bless you. Thank you for letting me be in this congregation for a short period of time. May God continue to bless you and bring all good things to you. Amen.